SpongeBob, the bot that tells you all about our sponsors. And here we go with a sponsor right now. I love you.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Thanks for listening.
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 5, The Third Repairman.
Getting used to the fuel whiskey yet? There's a letter for you.
What is it?
It's probably your annual statement. Don't panic too much, it will be ridiculously high.
This can't be right.
I'm gonna say now for certain it's right.
But look, 17 grand on food.
Yeah, mine's the same. Breakfast pace is expensive.
They can't do that.
It's their APR, they can do what they like.
But it's criminal.
I think you'll find it's more in the barely legal category.
I'm going to write a letter.
Oh, don't write a letter. You'll regret it, believe me.
Where are we going?
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a Gearsworth Maxi Brake Hammer mining device in or at the Staticon 4 Moon Mining Reserve. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Message ends.
Essentially, we're fixing a drill on a mining planet.
So it'll be a bit like going home for you then?
If home is your idea of hell, yes.
I'm sure they aren't that bad.
Prepare to be amazed. You'll need this.
I've seen photos of mining planets, no one else is wearing a mask, and they're all humans.
You see this scar?
Which one? You do have quite a lot.
The one down the side of my throat.
Right.
It's where they replace my larynx. The air here is carcinogenic. Wear the mask.
People live here. Are my family's planets like this?
They're worse. Or they were when I was there. I doubt they've improved. Ah, I think that's where we're supposed to be.
You're the repair man.
Yeah.
It's through here.
It seized up when we were working the seam.
It's very big.
Yeah, it is. Look, I thought they were sending two repairmen. Are you just here to gawk or something?
That's definitely a two-person job.
I mean, we are two people.
Yeah, but you don't really count yet. She's my assistant.
I'm getting there.
I thought that was a yellow submarine.
Joel?
Hi. I'm Samantha.
Sorry, this is Samantha. She's a sort of passenger come co-worker.
I recognise you.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah, you're that woman off the TV, that bloody...
No, I'm a repairman. Who are you?
I'm Joel, Kilner's...
old friend.
That's one way of putting it.
We studied together. He works for Automnicon too.
So you're still on the sub? Figured out the name yet?
No.
I thought it was because it looked like a submarine.
What kind of submarines have you seen?
Be nice.
So you haven't come across the ghost in the machine then?
The what?
A few times I was staying on the sub. Creepy stuff would keep happening. There'd be noises. Things didn't move. I guess it's probably what you get when a ship kills its captain.
Still better than yours.
Mine's ghost-free.
And goes half as fast. We should get to work. Samantha, can you go get my wrench set?
From the ship.
Where else would it be?
Hello? Hello, Jackson? The lights aren't working.
I don't need lights to see.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Sitting in the dark on your own. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Jolt is here, isn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw his ship.
So I'm heading to Ursa Minor of all places, and it turns out my cryo unit's on the blink. The idea of being stuck on that ship for a whole 2 years on my own.
You got it fixed there, right?
Yeah, but it took 6 months. A lot of recycled food and a lot of waiting. I wound up doing another degree. I've got a specialisation in cryonics now.
Productive.
Also a 0.2% pay rise. So, what's she all about?
Long story. I was trying to smuggle her, but the other end the money didn't come, so she's working it off. Very, very gradually. She's a junior sub-assistant apprentice repairman.
She looks like she wouldn't know what end of the hammer to pick up.
It's early days. She's not bad at the basics.
No crocodiles yet?
That was a long time ago and a very different situation.
Oh, wrenches.
You're right, you took a while.
Yeah, just having a heart-to-heart with Dax.
You haven't got rid of Dax yet?
I'm not getting rid of Dax just because of one little accident.
He's a bit of a psycho.
He's just not keen on you. But don't worry, he won't try and kill you.
Because of the laws of robotics?
No, because I've asked him not to.
I think we'd be better off in mine tonight.
Oh, I don't think Dax is any risk to me or Kilmer.
You're not really invited.
I'll see you tomorrow, Sam.
Oh. Oh, right.
She's gone to Jolt's, hasn't she?
Yep. You okay?
I'm fine. It's her I'm worried about.
Got Netflix back. You want to watch a movie?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't like Jolt either, do you?
No.
He's such an arse.
Hello, it's me, Spencer Lord. I love you. Did you know that while the days on Jupiter are really short, only 10 Earth hours, the years are super long. 12 Earth years!
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
My debt's almost paid off, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I might rent a shop, do some repairs. I'd still see you around.
For a while. You'd probably want to settle down there, right?
Yeah. How's your debt going, Kiel?
Not great. The smuggling job was supposed to pay it off, but as you can see, it didn't work out that way. I should go back to the sub. I don't want to leave Samantha on her own.
Oh.
See you tomorrow.
Well, later today.
Whatever. Go away. I'm trying to sleep.
What do you want?
What's that?
It's probably nothing.
It sounds serious.
Maybe.
Come on, we should see what's going on.
Ugh, it's nothing. There are always alarms going off in mines.
Are you all right? We weren't expecting you back.
I'm fine.
Trouble in paradise.
What do you mean by that?
I thought, you and Jolt, you know.
Well, we aren't. What's happening?
Repairman's trapped under the machine. It's really not pretty. I'd stay back if I were you.
Shit! You idiot! What did you do?
Kilner?
Why did you start without me?
I didn't think you were coming.
Well, I was, all right. I was just...
Shouldn't we get this machine off of him before the heart-to-heart?
Good point.
Oh, don't bother. I think this is it for me.
Don't be so dramatic. We'll rig up some pulleys and get this off of you.
I'll get the boys.
Kilner, I have to tell you something.
No, you don't. Okay, you kid, go to my ship and press the big blue button inside the door.
Oh, what does that do?
It preps the ship for surgery. And bring back a stretcher.
Okay.
get over here. Get that machine over.
Scalpel. Okay, needle.
Needle?
Manipulator.
What?
It's got tongs on.
These?
No, the red ones. Just get out of my way.
Hey, he's doing fine. You're doing fine, okay?
Sorry. I don't know what he's going to say when he wakes up.
Well, unless he's a colossal douchebag, and I'm not ruling that out, he'll probably start with thank you.
Jolt? Jolt, hey. Hey, it's all right, you're okay. You died on the table a couple of times there. I thought we'd lost you. You scared me.
What happened?
Well, some complete idiot tried to move a 2-ton drilling machine back into place on his own and dropped it on himself. Couldn't you wait 10 minutes?
I thought you weren't coming.
Well, I was okay. And you wound up needing a new rib cage and new lungs.
Oh, how much was it?
If you press this button, they light up.
Oh, cool.
It was expensive.
How expensive?
I used junk where I could to keep the cost down, but you needed a lot of morphine. And you needed some custom parts. I was really short of options.
Hey, it's okay.
You're not going to get your shop for a while.
Could you imagine me running a business? Did I say anything while I was under?
Well, you did keep trying to talk, which was awkward, seeing as I was elbow deep in lung. You should feel better in a few days. I had some black market nanogel knocking around that should help with the healing, although it will make you blue for a while. Physically, not emotionally.
Did you get the machine fixed?
Yeah, we'd done all the hard bits already. And Samantha's a pretty good assistant.
Better get going then, before she makes me obsolete.
Don't lift anything heavy for a couple of weeks, and stay out of cryo until you're a normal colour again.
Guess it's time to start another subject. Maybe I'll do nanoengineering.
I'll see you around.
Good to see you again, Kilner.
Ooh.
Oh, ribs. Sorry.
It's okay, it's cool.
So, what's the thing with you guys?
He's a friend. We don't see each other very often.
Was he all right with the whole million credit chest thing?
Yeah, I think he was a bit relieved. I guess he didn't really know what he was going to do. Some people like having something to work towards, but when you get there, I guess it turns out it's not exactly what you want. Cheers.
Cheers.
Little does Jolt know what's waiting for him round the corner. It's tall, yellow, and has a sharp, sharp sting.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Jolt was played by Hedley Knights. All other parts were played by Luke Boyes, James Bradshaw, and members of the cast. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to say thank you to all of our patrons and a special thank you to Maddie for her support.
Ooh, looks like I got a reply from Automnicon.
What does it say? Samantha?
Upon investigation of your claim, we find there have been no errors in your account. The investigation has been priced at 7,000 credits plus VAT with a 2,000 credit fee covering postage. Please be aware that further communication will incur fees. Son of a bitch!
Told you so.
Rate. Review.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation?
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Vault until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with a neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?